it was easy enough, Mel. It wasn't that easy at the same time, you know. Before leading up the fight, we had footage of him, and he was a Orthodox fighter, you know. So when it came out, he was a southpaw. So that sort of was messed up a bit, you know. We weren't really prepared that way for him, you know. But adapted right away, you know. When I was for I was catching good enough shots, and he was only making his debut in the WSB, so it was a nice fight to get him a good one.
It's five bouts for Italia Thunder and five competitors from both teams, and if you win you get a point, and if you lose you don't get any, and it's over two legs, and that's how it's decided.
That's it, Miles. It's just like the Champions League football, to be honest. Only the away goals there and doesn't really count. Like, it's just if we won 4-1 there at home on Friday night, so we have to go now to Kiev on Friday night coming now, and we have to get one place to secure a tiebreaker fight, or if we won two matches inside M5, we automatically go through to the final.
Mm-hmm. And where and when does a tiebreaker take place if it ended up you losing 4-1?
It'll take place after the final fight on that night in Kiev. The two boxers would like, that's a middleweight actually that weighs in as well, so they have to be waiting just to see what way the fights go, and they have to be prepared, ready to go on the fight if need be, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you were boxing in the middleweight division, is that correct?
That's right, yeah, mate.
And what weight is that now for the World Series of Boxing? I know you box at welterweight, 69.
73 kilos, miles is a limit for it, you know, so I can make it pretty comfortable, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just about 69, so I'm always giving away a bit of weight at the World Series, you know. But lucky enough, this time this guy was a 69 kilo boxer as well, so it was a good help.
Uh-huh. So, you're not allowed to box. Explain the rule to us in relation to the 10-day rest rule.
Yeah, well, every week, you see, if you're nearly boxing every week, that's the way the season was running there, like every Friday or every Saturday. And maybe in between, they would have 2 weeks off, you know. But if you box any day, you have to have a 10-day mandatory rest. So that means you're really out for the next week as well. So even for the tiebreaker fight as well, I'm going to be completely out for that as well. I can't box now as well, so... I have my job done for the team, you know, so it's just a matter of the rest of the boys now doing the business, like, hopefully they can do it in Kiev.
Mm-hmm. So you have to put out a brand new team essentially this Friday against
Exactly. Well, we have like Tony in our team, mate. It's 5 weights, and we have Tony in our team and 40 weight, but like a lot of them guys that don't really be used, it's usually only maybe 3 boxers maximum each weight. Maybe sometimes there's only 2 boxers being used, you know, so we have used mostly 3 boxers in each weight, so we need a third middleweight to be on the tiebreaker, ready for the tiebreaker fight, so I am ruled out on it because of it, but we have 2 fairly good middleweights as well there, so which is a good help, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, so it's going to be your third tier middleweight that's going to be boxing, because I presume there's middleweight next Friday as well.
There is, yeah. It's every weight again, bantamweight, 54 kilos, 61 kilos, 73 kilos, 85 kilos, 91 kilos plus. So, and then if the bouts over there finish 4-1 to Ukraine, which is very possible, because Ukraine at home hasn't been beat at home yet, and they always won 5-0 or 4-1, so it's going to be difficult for us going out there to get 2 bouts inside them 5, you know. But we have a strong team as well going out. And hopefully we can get a result, you know.
Did you put on your best team at home, and maybe the Ukraine not doing that?
Well, we usually the home nation always puts out a fairly strong team at home and tries to build up a lead, like, because the fans have been on your back as well, like, so that's a good help, like, and maybe it helps the judges as well, like, see that you're wanting the fight easier, you know, so that was pretty good. But Ukraine had a strong-ish team with them, you know. I know they had the number one middleweight there at my weight, so that was a good help for me, you know. But they brought the super heavy, their heavyweight champion, Olympic medalist. He won easy, so he did. But they brought also a 61 kilos. I can't remember the guy's name, but he was silver medal at the Olympic Games and silver medal at the World Championships, and our guy beat him on a 3-2 decision. All three judges had given the fight, but I won it in 3-2 rounds, like three rounds to him and two rounds to the other guy. So that was a massive result for us, that fight, you know.
Mm-hmm. So that might be the one that might tip the balance.
Well, I think so. You know, that was the fight going into the on Friday night that we wanted. We knew it was the hardest fight. We knew we weren't going to beat the heavy guy, you know. So it was just a matter of your boy Stankovic, for us, the Serbian, getting the result over that Ukrainian 61 kilos, and that luckily enough paid off. Like, with him fighting him, and he boxed really well to get the decision over him, you know.
Mm-hmm. So if you qualify for the final, that's a tally of thunder. You'll be back, obviously, boxing again for your home team.
I will be, Miles. Last year, Miles, they just cut down to one leg, the final, so I didn't get boxed in the final. Like, but this year, it's 100%, it's definitely over two legs, and it's going to be in Astana this year, the final. So 100%, I'll definitely be on the final. Like, all going well, you know.